Last year, the Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest, or FLIC, showed more than 30 films from new and emerging filmmakers. 2014 marks FLIC's second year, and the number of films has more than doubled to 79. A trailer advertising the Cinema Fest pieces together clips from movies that will show. There's a man and a woman dancing, a cowboy standing in the street of an old-time western town, a man riding a horse under a big sky. Cinema Fest producer David King says they're showing a wide variety of films, from documentaries to features.
Well, that's what's great about the Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest is we do not have a theme. And if a movie is interesting, and if it's something that we feel warrants being seen by other people, we are really excited to have it be part of the festival.
King says this year they received about 100 local and international submissions.
We're represented by New Zealand and Kazakhstan and France.
Austria.
Austria.
Puerto Rico.
Serbia, Canada, and the United Kingdom are also on the list. Daniel Smith co-chairs FLIC.
I think what makes our festival unique, too, is that, you know, we are screening a lot of short films this year, and this is something that most of the general public doesn't get to see at the regular theater because distributors just don't pick them up. So this is a great way for these filmmakers, too, to show their films because it's generally not available to the public.
Smith says this Cinema Fest is also part of a larger effort to bring people to Polson during the slower seasons.
It does hurt the businesses around here. They've got to make their money during the summer because the winter season is so lean. So that's where we're hoping that this festival is going to draw a lot of visitors from Montana and outside the state as well.
Summer is Polson season, with Flathead Lake at the town's front porch and rafting on Flathead River out back. Golf and cherry season is big draws. Smith says this year they received a grant from the Montana Film Office to advertise outside a 100-mile radius of Polson. They advertised in papers across Montana, northern Idaho, Canada, and Smith says people have been buying tickets from Bozeman, Missoula, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, as well as out of state in Washington, Utah, and Colorado. Smith says they're having second screenings of some films. Last year, they had to turn people away at the door. They hope to avoid that this year. King says technology is making quality production more affordable, and the Cinema Fest offers a platform for people to show their work. One film was produced on an iPad.
You can buy a camera, and you can buy an editing program, and with a little bit of finesse, you can put together a really special project, and you can do it on a budget. So it's changed enormously in the last 15 years or so.
King says a film produced in Montana called When Winter Ends features a skiing fisherman.
And it's about an adventurer who, during the winter, goes way up north in the mountains and skis down them, climbs mountains, and then does hardcore skiing. And in the summer, he's an avid fisherman. He's a catch and release fisherman. It's beautiful, really well done.
There's another film, Anna Jam, which features Post-its.
Like Animation Jam. And he got several other artists, I think about 10 or so artists.
15.
Yeah, 15 artists to do little shorts on Post-it notes. Really fun stuff. You've got to see the animation portion of this program.
King says there's animation for kids under and above 18 years old. Another film is called Hercules 3.0 and was put together by a group out of Utah, following in their father's footsteps. It takes a comical look at two Hercules movies made in the late 1950s.
They decided to turn it into a completely dubbed project where they add their voices and they inject themselves bodily into the films by going against green screen.
This group of filmmakers is coming up for the Cinema Fest. They're among many. Smith says there will be an opportunity to meet with filmmakers on Saturday night. King is one of three judges who chose the films. He says a key criterion is that the film has to be watchable.
If it's extremely violent, we're not really wanting that. We don't want to shock the community, or if it's really graphic sexually or something like that. But by and large, the submissions we receive are sincere filmmakers' efforts to either entertain or inform.
The Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest kicks off Friday night and runs through Sunday. Smith says they hope to keep growing and may even add another day next year. Tickets and schedules are available at the CinemaFest website, flickpolson.com. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.